Welcome to Education Matters, presented by the Public School Forum of North Carolina. I'm your host, Marianne Wolf. Today, we're joined by members of the North Carolina Principal of the Year Network to discuss their experiences as principals, approaches to leadership, and efforts to help advance our state's public education system. You are in for a treat today. We are joined by Donna Bledsoe, the 2023 Wells Fargo Principal of the Year from Cedar Ridge Elementary School in Surrey County, Dr. Patrick Green, the 2022 Wells Fargo Principal of the Year from Green Central High School, Dr. Elena Ashburn, the 2021 Wells Fargo Principal of the Year from Wake County Public Schools. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
I often share that teachers are the number one school-related factor that impacts student learning. And then I quickly want to say that principals are second only to teachers in terms of the impact they have on student learning. You all have had such important roles, both in your districts and your schools, but also across the state. And we'd love to focus today on what are you most proud of given that role of principal that you've had? And I know, Elena, you now are an area superintendent working with many superintendents, so feel free to broaden that a little bit too. Patrick, why don't I start with you?
A lot of what I'm proud about is the advocacy work that we do, and that's advocating for kids, advocating for teachers, advocating for families, for our communities. That's really what the job has turned into quite a bit. We still do the instruction. We still do the management of the school. But the role has really broadened, just in the time that I've been a principal. And you're expected to engage with so many people now. So it's really heartwarming to see all the great things that can come from being involved with the lives of the hundreds and hundreds of people that come in contact with your school on a daily basis.
Wonderful. Elena?
Thanks so much, Marianne, for the question. Yeah, as a principal, I was most proud of having the ability and a team that really created an environment built on high expectations and love. And then transitioning into my new role and working with Patrick and Donna across the state with principals, it's really that exactly what you said, Marianne, principals really matter. Principals really matter to student achievement and the environment they create and the types of teachers that they hire that interact with kids every day. So in this role, it's really about ensuring that principals have an environment where they are also challenged and supported to sustain and do the important work that they need to do each day.
Wonderful. And Donna, you're our most recent principal of the year. What are your thoughts?
I am most proud of my teachers answering the question in the building, whatever is best for children, that every question they answer is really doing what's right by kids. And that shows up in student achievement, our community, and really in this role currently, I am the most proud of going out and marketing our public schools and sharing the positives that are happening so that we're ensuring that our positives speak louder than our negatives, not only in my community, but across the state and all communities for public schools.
There's been so much talk about how the pandemic affected students and where we are right now and engagement across the board. And I think lots of questions emerging across the country, but also in North Carolina. And part of what I'm curious to hear you all talk a little bit about is how your leadership has evolved to make sure that you can create the most effective learning environments for kids. Elena?
Thanks, Marianne. This is really about meeting people where they are, right? And that's everybody. That's a child that walks through the door. That's a parent who might have had a bad morning with their kid or has something on their plate. And that's also staff too, right? I think one of the things the pandemic really did for us is truly meeting people where they are and honoring how people come and arrive and doing the very best you can for each person in that situation at that time.
I would agree that we have to meet people where they are. I would also say right now working with truancy is ever evolving on how to get students back into our schools and make sure that there is no chronic absenteeism. And so that is an ever evolving part of my leadership, our leadership since the pandemic, that I think is really still trying to find that equitable practice to make sure that our students are in school.
Patrick?
So I think one of the most important things that we can overlook is that we have to acknowledge that this has been hard work. It's hard for kids, like, and we ask a ton of them every day right now in our attempts to try to bring them back to where we know they can be. It is really hard on teachers. And we have to acknowledge that that is difficult work, more difficult than it used to be. It's hard on parents. Their kids may not want to do this. They may not want to engage. It's easier for them to disengage as a parent and just kind of give up. And so when we do that hard work, we as the leaders have to acknowledge that and to celebrate it for the small wins along the way to keep people engaged and keep them in the game. And that's a lot of time and a lot of listening and coaching and you know stuff that we didn't always have to pour our hearts and time into quite as much, but now is truly a necessity.
And I'd love, because I know each of you and know how student-centered you are, and we're going to talk about how you support teachers in a minute, but is there an example with a student, obviously we won't share names, but that you really just saw how this meeting people where they are helped those students to grow and helped you figure that out? Would any of you like to share one?
I'll share. So until this year, and traveling a little more, I have taught a group of students every day. Part of that is to support my teachers, but a lot of that is just to remember where the joy is at and is with children. And so I will share that one of my students who is now in fourth grade, I have worked with since first grade and is doing exceptionally well, no longer in need of tier two services. And so I share his, like that story as a success, but it's also a reminder of the joy that students bring us. And every day during working with him, when the job is difficult, is also recentering myself and my love for the work too. So he's a success for his academic achievement, but also for reminding me to love my job every day.
I have a group of students that when they came in as freshmen, we really challenged them to take the most challenging courses that they could. I'm a big believer that your most advanced courses should look like the rest of your school body. So finding students of color to get in those classrooms often takes a little bit of recruiting and some encouragement and some support along the way. But I have a group of seniors this year that stuck with me in probably what was the most difficult time they could have entered that world, coming out of middle school when things were not as rigorous virtually and trying to be back. But they have hung with it, and they are now at a point in their senior year where they are reaping the rewards. And we get to see all of their college acceptances and the hundreds of thousands of dollars of scholarships from among this small group. And we take pictures of them with their stack of acceptance letters and make a big deal out of where they're going. I mean, we've got some kids going to some amazing schools out of our small little rural community, and it's because they were not afraid of that challenge. They didn't quit when things got hard, and they hung in there. And so it's great to see their hard work being paid off.
High school principalship, the best part is graduation day. So I've gotten to see, you know, you get to see a lot of kids evolve. But one student who graduated last year who would not be embarrassed at all if I said his name, because he would love to be on a TV show, but I won't say his name. When I met him first, I was removing him from a class for really inappropriate behavior and language towards a teacher. And he was tough. I mean, he just would not let me talk to him at all. And I just realized he needed a little love. So I would always come around a little bit. And then he kind of chipped away, and he enrolled in college by the end of our time together at Broughton. He's just an exceptional human being and kid, and was an athlete, and just that relationship I had with him. I learned much more from him than he learned from me. He was a blessing to me rather than the other way around.
You all remind me again and again why you're so good at what you do. And I know you also help your teachers in terms of how they can support students. And we've heard a lot recently about where we are as a state with teacher recruitment and retention and the role of teachers. You've just done a good job of reminding us of why people go into this work to start with. But what have you been able to do to support that recruitment and retention of educators, putting an emphasis on that retention piece, right, as well? Elena?
For me in particular, I have a little bit of a niche here with women, right? Our pool of talent for the principalship, right? The teachers are overwhelmingly female. I am female myself. And in particular, I focus a lot on motherhood and the complexity of leading while a mother, especially in roles that are predominantly held by men, like in the high school principalship and the superintendency. So for me, I have a really specific answer to your question about like being a whole person in the job, your authenticity, and ensuring that you don't ignore your whole life and in fact, see that as an asset and a joy that makes you a better leader. So to respond to your question, it's really about ensuring that I meet these people where they are. I see them as whole people. I respect that they have families and lives, and that helps them to stay in the job and to do great things for other people's kids as well.
Thanks so much. After the break, we'll continue our discussion with the 2021, 2022, and 2023 Wells Fargo Principals of the Year.
Education Matters is brought to you each week in part by Participate Learning, uniting our world through global learning.
Welcome back. We're so pleased to be joined by Donna Bledsoe from Cedar Ridge Elementary School in Surrey County, Dr. Patrick Green from Green Central High School in Greene County, and Dr. Elena Ashburn, an area superintendent in Wake County Public Schools. All three of these wonderful folks have been our North Carolina Wells Fargo Principals of the Year. I want to make sure we get to spend a little bit of time talking about your North Carolina Principal of the Year Network, which is a very exciting new adventure you all are on. I would love one of you maybe to give a brief description of what you're doing, and then we'll dive into some of your priority areas too.
So those of us who have been former Principals of the Year, really, we got together this past summer and said, how can we use the role that we were in, everything that we learned along the way, in an effort to support principals in North Carolina right now. We've talked today about supporting teachers and supporting students and communities, but the school leaders need that as well. And there's been quite a bit of turnover post-COVID for that. So these people need support. So in trying to do that, we said, now, what can we offer to the community as an advocacy? What can we offer insofar as professional development? And so we received some grant fundings from Z. Smith Reynolds, which we are incredibly thankful for, to give us an opportunity to do some of that work, advocacy around the role of the leader of a public school right now, and everything that goes into that and how it's been different in the wake of post-COVID and of teacher shortages. But also in the wake of school choice and everything you as a leader need to be doing to make sure that your school is the best choice for your community.
Wonderful. So I know that you'll be working through this network with principals across the state, providing support, providing professional learning. One thing that I think is really important with your leadership, because you are in touch with people who lead schools across the state every single day, I'd love to hear a little bit about what are some things that North Carolina as a state could do to more effectively meet the needs of our students and our educators. Donna?
Our hopes right now are to work along with the teacher working conditions, a principal working condition survey. That is really just to show like how we can best meet the needs of the school leaders, because we are part of the student achievement and success. So I think that that lines up with helping just the pipeline in general. So the goal is recruitment and retention. And I think across the state, a principal working conditions is timely and would be move us forward in that trajectory to make sure that we're doing what's right by our school teachers and our leaders.
Elena, if you could have one thing happen like statewide to help our students and educators, what would you like to see?
Yeah, I firmly believe that the quality of a school cannot exceed the quality of its teachers. You have to have exceptional talent in every classroom every day for kids. And that is our number one priority, is that we have to get more high quality, diverse candidates into the teaching profession, and we need to pay them a competitive wage in order to ensure that they choose to teach and remain in teaching.
Patrick, do you have any other thoughts about priorities for North Carolina?
And in a time where we know that the the teacher pool that we're pulling from may be shrinking, and we're trying to get people in, and we're going about getting teachers into classrooms in more non-traditional ways now than ever before. Supporting them once they're in the job is probably more necessary than ever before. And so some of the things that we've traditionally done aren't enough. And we really need to go deeper into what professional development looks like, what real-time coaching looks like for teachers, so that they feel effective in the job that they are doing. I think anybody would want to stay in a role if they feel good about what they're doing in that role. And so we want our teachers to be effective. I think they want to be effective. But in order to do that, we need a lot of resources to help them get there, because it's tough. And again, like I said earlier, acknowledging how difficult that work is one thing, but helping them meet that is something entirely different. So the more resources we can put to making our teachers effective in those classrooms and giving them what they need so that they can educate children is really, really needed.
How can community members support our public schools? Donna?
So I think that community members can support our public schools by coming in, learning what we are offering, and then helping us spread that message of really the positive things that are happening in our school buildings, and partnering with us in the work to make sure that we are affording our students opportunities out in the community as well.
Wonderful. Patrick?
I think coming in to have that conversation with your child's teachers, with your child's administrators, your child's counselors, everyone that supports your child, and learning who these people are and what they can do. You know, we hear a lot in the news about culture wars and upset people at board meetings, but unfortunately, that's not entirely true. You know, the majority of parents we deal with have a great experience, and we have a great experience with them, and we help their children be incredibly successful. As a high school principal, I get to have lots of great conversations about what your child does next in life, no matter what that goal is and how we're getting them there. And, you know, we have a lot of happy moments. And so being engaged with the people who help your child get to those goals helps us help you.
Elena?
Yeah, I definitely co-sign on what Donna and Patrick have already offered up. But I think in addition to that, community members can choose public schools, right? They can choose to send their children to public schools because we're better together in community. And if you don't have a child that can attend school, perhaps you have had a kid that's come through public school, and you can continue to share the stories about the successes that your child found in public school and how you were an important part of that community as well.
As you all look at your very different communities, actually, I'd love you just to talk for a minute about why public schools matter. And Elena, I'm going to let you start this one.
I believe fiercely in the power of a public education for a number of reasons. First, I think it can transform a child's life. Doesn't matter where you come from, a high quality education can lead you to whatever dream that you envision. I also believe that public schools are the hubs of their community. And, you know, what's beautiful about Patrick, me, and Donna is that we serve, just as you said, wildly different communities. And yet I bet each of our schools that we've served serve as the hub of their local community. So it's just a place where people come together. They can understand one another and ensure that we have a thriving democracy in our nation, and a place where people can gather and again, and be in community with one another.
Donna?
I'm not sure what to add with what Elena said, other than to say, yes, like our strong public schools make communities stronger. And that is what we are going to continue to advocate for in rural communities like mine and in urban communities across North Carolina, is that we are the hub and we are the best choice for students, affording them opportunities and really working to meet everybody where they're at to help all students achieve.
Patrick, why do public schools matter in Greene County, North Carolina?
Public schools matter because they are not a one-size-fits-all. We are here to help kids wherever they are, whatever they want to be, and whatever their goal is in life. And the diversified offerings of a public school can help your kid learn a trade, prepare for an elite college, or do anything in between that they want to do. And that's the great thing about us, is that we support kids that struggle, we support kids that thrive, we support kids in the middle, And we know our children and their communities and their parents, and we get to know that interpersonal relationship that matters so much when it comes to supporting a young man or woman.
After the break, this week's final word. We are so pleased today to have our final word brought to you by our North Carolina Wells Fargo Principals of the Year from 2021, 2022, and 2023. Our Principals of the Year are Dr. Elena Ashburn from Wake County Public Schools, Dr. Patrick Green from Greene County Public Schools, and Donna Bledsoe from Surrey County Public Schools. What gives you hope?
What gives me hope is that we have, you know, I think we have come beyond the post-COVID. We're seeing students rebound. We're seeing teachers start to do well again. And now we're seeing, you know, some thriving again. And so it's gives me hope that people are excited about all that schools are offering, that kids are achieving, and kids are getting what they want out of public education. And so every year, this time of year in the spring, I get to see seniors that have grown and are going to the next step, but also see underclassmen where the light bulb has started to come on and things are clicking. And they're this time of year, they're choosing classes for the next year and they've got a plan. And so that gives me hope every single year that things are working and that kids want to do things and they're taking advantage of all that their schools have to offer.
Last week, tragedy struck my school community with a student loss. And what gives me hope is that we all came together. Neighboring districts reached out to us, neighboring schools, community members. And it really was that we are all stronger together and that public schools do matter in our communities and they are the hub. And those are in the good times and the bad. And so for me, in that dark moment, it was such a light to see everybody come together for our small rural school. And so it was just, it was beautiful. And it really made me remember that the work that we do is so impactful. And the family said, I never really knew how much teachers cared and how much staff members care. And I think to see a family go through that and for that to be their takeaway is how much we really do all care for the children that we serve. It's just a beautiful moment of hope.
I think these fine people on the screen give me hope, right? Like there's just, Patrick and Donna are just such good examples of the people that are in public schools across the state doing heroic work to ensure that every child receives an excellent education. And of course, children give me hope. I mean, if you need an ounce of hope, walk through a school during lunchtime and you will have it. You'll laugh, you'll smile. You might get upset with a kid, but just realize they're just a kid, right? Like it's just a place where you can be recharged. So kids give me hope, but so do educators like Patrick and Donna who do the work every day in a school.
Well, you all three give me hope every single time I get to see you. And I just appreciate you bringing up both the challenges but also why we all do what we do and the role that public schools play in each and every one of our communities across North Carolina. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Donna, Elena, and Patrick for sharing their perspective and expertise. And thank you for taking time with us to learn and think about education. That's all for today, and we'll see you next week.